Impartial Analysis of Measure J. Alan J. Smith, City Attorney. Article 3 of Chapter 6 of Title 3 of the Watsonville Municipal Code has levied a 10% transient occupancy tax since 1964 on each hotel or motel guest in the city. The City Council voted to approve the proposed tax, but it can only go into effect if it is also approved by a majority of voters at the November 2016 election. This ballot measure, if approved by city voters, would increase that tax rate from 10% to 11% of the rent charged by the hotel or motel operator. This transient occupancy tax is a general tax, meaning that all tax revenue is deposited in the city's general fund and is available to pay for the costs of all city operations and programs, including police and fire protection, parks and recreation programs, economic and employment development, and other essential city services. This ballot measure therefore proposes a general purpose tax rather than a special purpose tax and requires a simple majority vote for adoption. Since many of the city's hotel-motel guests are non-city residents who are tourists or city visitors, much of the increased tax revenue generated by this measure, if adopted by the voters, would be paid by non-city residents. Proceeds will underwrite the costs of providing municipal services to these visitors while here and to city residents. A yes vote will increase the tax from 10% to 11%. A no vote will leave the tax unchanged. The above statement is an impartial analysis of the proposed transient occupancy tax increase ordinance.